What about, and we asked this in the survey too, because again, we didn't see too many people who had, things they would have done differently medically. But we also asked, what about interacting with him as a patient, as a person? Would you have done anything differently having read his book?
One of the things he focuses on is, I mean, he was a doctor patient, and I think we've all probably had other people in the healthcare field or people who think that they have medical training, even if they don't, but the ones who really try to direct. He was phenomenal at not overstepping, but I also felt like I partnered with him in the decision making in a way. I tried to partner with everybody, but I think it was only towards the end where I said, I think you're spending too much time trying to make all of the decisions and thought processes, and let me sort of take over that a little bit more. But he did a good job of describing that, and I think it's one of the things that I'm sure we all deal with is, you want to help guide your patient. You want to give them the information. At the same time, you want it to be their decision. And where we struggle sometimes, I think, is when someone's making a poor choice. And I think one of the most striking examples I've had recently is a patient with ALK-positive lung cancer whose family members are absolutely adamant that she needs to get a checkpoint inhibitor as opposed to other ALK drugs.
Wow.
And I usually try to be very open-minded, but in that case, I really felt that having her get a checkpoint inhibitor before either chemo or another ALK drug was really harmful for her potentially because she was already quite symptomatic at that point. And I had to put a lot of energy into multiple discussions to the point of saying, this is wrong, which I would never try to do. I was trying very hard to kind of, even if they come in with things that make no sense, to sort of talk through, well, I hear you, but this is what I would recommend instead. And this one, I was like, I'm not going to do that. So that was challenging.